Do you know the name of the first woman in space? Well, Russian cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova broke barriers on June 16, 1963. Her historic flight was a source of pride for the USSR, whose motto, Space First, was a mission to get in space before the Americans. The U.S. would send Sally Ride into orbit some 20 years later. That story caught the attention of Iolani student Summer Royal. She produced a documentary about the role of propaganda in breaking barriers. Take a listen.
Her name was Valentina Tereshkova. A day earlier, she was an unknown Yaroslav textile worker, but she touched down a national hero, riding with Nikita Khrushchev in her own ticker tape parade, flaunting Soviet technology and equality, perfectly represented by Tereshkova. After World War II, drawing women into the labor force became an economic necessity after the Soviets suffered a 74 million population loss. This early stage did employ heavy propaganda to pull women into the workforce. By the end of the revolution, 15% of women participated in government. By the 40s, 50% comprised of the workforce. So choosing a male and a female cosmonaut seemed natural. Tereshkova was an expert parachute jumper, joined the Air Force, learned to jet pilot, and quickly gained the respect of the entire cosmonaut corps. Her flight upstaged the U.S. because it was an inconceivable feat by American social standards. The barriers she broke down were in the U.S., not the Soviet Union. You don't know me. Her flight had an indelible effect on American women. The landmark book that kickstarted the second wave of feminism, Betty Friedan's Feminine Mystique, got a second wind on the New York Times bestseller list after Valentina's flight.
And we talked to Summer Royal about her entry in the Senior Division Individual Documentary category for the 2020 National History Day competition, which won gold.
This year, my topic was what I call the Tereshkova effect, the vastly different impact that the orbit of the first woman in space, Valentina Tereshkova, had on the United States and the Soviet Union. In the Soviet Union, you see, there was a long history of women's liberation and self-actualization, starting from the earliest days of the Bolshevik Revolution. And by the 1960s, the USSR had successfully implemented a social infrastructure that allowed women to pursue higher education and a career. And the central government built a wide system of public kindergartens and dining halls to free women from their domestic duties so that women could be pulled into the workforce to enable the country to bounce back from the economic and social ravage of World War II. So when Valentina Tereshkova lifted into her orbit in 1963 in the USSR, it was an entirely natural phenomenon for a woman to have done so. And she represented the strong, the smart, capable socialist woman perfectly. However, in the U.S., the situation was the diametrical opposite of the Soviet Union. Middle-class American women were sent back to the home after World War II to let the 7 million veterans re-enter the workforce and to re-establish a sense of normalcy.
Russia was ahead of the game, and they were providing women and young girls with opportunities to get into science and become astronauts.
Yes, exactly.
How did you decide on picking this topic?
Oh, well, that's a great question, and it's actually really interesting. A few years ago, I made a documentary on the Soviet side of the space race, and I remembered reading about Tereshkova's accomplishments. And so when the organizers of National History Day announced this year's topic as Breaking Barriers in History, her flight jumped into my mind immediately. And previously, when I was at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, a small 4x6 photograph showing the cosmonaut group of the early space race caught my attention. And the annotation listed the cosmonauts' names and stated that all but Tereshkova were military pilots. And I found absolutely no other trace of information referring to the first female cosmonaut, Valentina Tereshkova. And I felt that her accomplishment deserved a deeper recognition for breaking barriers on several levels. And I was actually originally going to focus on the Soviet side again, but during my research, it became painfully obvious to me that her flight broke barriers in entirely different ways in the Soviet Union than it did in the United States. And once I realized that she doesn't have a single authorized biography written, aside from a very skeletal autobiography she wrote for young children, I was even more motivated to memorialize her achievement.
And so, gosh, I don't know, do you want to be an astronaut after doing all this research and seeing, you know, how women have excelled in this area, at least for the Russians anyway?
Yeah, I'm actually, I don't know if I would say that I'm interested in aeronautics per se, but I'm definitely very interested in science and the history of science. And I actually think that the two subjects work well together and they go hand in hand. And my passion for science helped drive me into this topic. And conversely, studying the history of these scientific achievements drives me further into my passion of science. But to be direct and answer your question, I'm not sure if aeronautics is my exact passion, but it's more the study of these scientific achievements and the history of these scientific achievements that I really appreciate.
What is it about history that you just love so much?
Well, I think that history is really important for everyone. Everything we learn is in our roots. It's our background. I think regardless of what subject you go into, history is an extremely important subject to be well aware of for, like I said, even if you go into science. And I really don't know how to quite put my finger on it, but I think that everything we do in our future, we need to be aware of past events to not repeat it. And particularly with these scientific achievements, say the atomic bomb, when you're a researcher, you need to be aware of the effects that your research could have on future generations. And I just think it's so interesting to analyze the way people thought in the past that led to certain events and to use that information to guide our future studies.
So when you watch on TV, you know, the woman astronaut that spent the longest time on the space station, and when you watched her come back, what's going through your mind?
Well, I'm just so excited about how far we've come since the 1960s, since the time of Tereshkova. Of course, there's still work to be done, but it's moments like this that make me realize that people are learning from our future, that people are listening to our current youth and our current generation, and we're definitely making progress and moving forward.
In addition to winning the gold for your research, you're one of five in the nation who won a five-week residency at the National History Academy in Virginia.
Yes, it's very exciting. I'm over the moon with excitement with the fact that people are able to see my work and that I can actually have an impact and use the information that I've learned to inform others with these types of awards and opportunities to show my documentary.
When will you do that residency?
I actually do think it's in the summer of 2021.
Next summer?
Yeah.
All right, you know, because I was just wondering how that all works with COVID.
Actually, there's been no precise date yet, and that's probably because of how uncertain everything is right now.
But still, what an honor.
I don't even know how to process all the emotions that I've been feeling ever since all of this started.
And do you know what got you interested in history?
I would say that I've always been interested in history. I don't think there was ever a time when I wasn't interested in learning about the history of past events. I think, if anything, maybe my focus has changed. For instance, I used to be really interested in anthropology, but lately I've been focusing more on this particular era of the 1960s and the juxtaposition of life in the Soviet Union versus America. But I think in general, I've always found it interesting to learn about the story behind the objects I have or learn about the stories behind the people I meet. It's always been a part of who I am, I think.
That was Summer Royal, a junior at Iolani School, winner of the Gold Prize for History in the Council of Humanities National History Day competition. Hawaii had 52 entries in last month's virtual contest and also won silver and bronze awards.